Build a simple LED fan speed controller for your ESP32 device. Have you tried playing with your ESP32's PWM peripheral? Would you like to control things like LEDs or PC fans? Read the rest of the article to find out. Introduction. Your ESP32 device is not just equipped with advanced networking and wireless functions, it's also packed with several peripherals that you can use to control things. An excellent example of this peripheral is the PWM. PWM stands for Pulse Width Modulation. There are two kinds of PWM peripherals on the ESP32, motor control PWM and LED PWM. The LED PWM module will be tackled in this article. What is LED PWM? As its name implies, LED PWM is a peripheral on ESP32 that controls LEDs. However, it could also be used on a variety of applications. These applications include fan speed control, voltage regulation, and the like. The user can adjust the PWM signal's frequency, duty cycle, and resolution through code. Consequently, here is what the LED PWM controller of the ESP32 looks like. In total, there are 16 PWM channels available. These channels can be mapped to the different GPIO ports of the device, which are not engaged with other functions. 4 high-speed timers control the high-speed channels, and another 4 control the low-speed channels. You can use different combinations of PWM frequencies and resolutions. Some common ones are listed below for your convenience. Edit. LEDC clock source, LEDC output, PWM, frequency highest resolution. APB_CLK, 80 MHz, 1 KHZ 165536, 16-bit. APB_CLK, 80 MHz, 5 KHZ 18192nd, 13-bit. APB_CLK, 80 MHz, 10 KHZ 14096th, 12-bit. RTC8M_CLK, 8 MHz, 1 KHZ 14096th, 12-bit. RTC8M_CLK, 8 MHz, 8 KHZ 1512th, 9-bit. REF_TIC, 1 MHz, 1 KHZ 1512th, 9-bit. It is also possible to fade the LED outputs using the LEDC controller's hardware resource. Consequently, you may need some RTOS knowledge to effectively use this feature. Otherwise, you can use software techniques for this, although it can eat up some CPU cycles. How to use a LED PWM? The circuit. Your ESP32 DevKit's built-in LED can be used to demonstrate PWM. Otherwise, you can wire up a resistor and an LED on an empty GPIO port if your DevKit doesn't have one. Get a small PC fan, a 12V power supply, some transistors, and resistors for the fan speed controller. You can wire them up on a breadboard. You can use bipolar transistors or a MOSFET as a fan driver. For BJT transistor fan driver, 1 PC. TIP31C. 1 PC. 2N3904. 1 PC resistor, 10K. 1 PC resistor, 150 ohms. 1 PC 1N4001, back EMF protection. For FET fan driver, 1 PC, IRFZ44N. 1 PC resistor, 470, gate resistor. 1 PC resistor, 10K, pull-down gate resistor. 1 PC 1N4001, back EMF protection. BJT transistor type fan controller. FET type fan controller. The program. Before making an Arduino program for your ESP devices on the Arduino IDE, make sure you've read ESP32 on the Arduino IDE. Introduce some definitions for the GPIO pins, PWM channels, and the PWM resolution to use. After that, declare a constant variable max_DC for the maximum possible PWM duty cycle. Hash define LED12. Hash define fan14. Hash define PWM_CH_LED0. Hash define PWM_CH_fan1. Hash define PWM_RES8. Constant max_DC=int POW2 PWM_RES1. Next, initialize the LEDC module in the setup part of your Arduino code using the LEDC setup and LEDcattach pin statements. Void setup. / put your setup code here to run once. Serial.bot.begin 115200. Serial.bot println PWM program. / PWMCH0 LED. / 5KHZ FREC. / 8-bit resolution. / attached to GPIO2. LED setup PWMCH LED 5000 PWM_RES. LED cattage pin LED1 PWM_CH_LED. / PWMCH1 fan. / 5KHZ FREC. / 8-bit resolution. / attached to GPIO4. LED setup PWMCH fan 5000 PWM_RES. LED cattage pin fan1 PWM_CH_fan. / kickstart the fan. Let's write PWMCH fan max_DC. Delay 1000. The code has an LED and a fan part. Note that the fan needs some initial kick to make it continue to turn without making it stall. Here is the function prototype for LED setup. And here is the function prototype for LED cattage pin. In the main loop, use the LEDC write function inside a for loop to change the duty cycle of the PWM for both the LED and the fan. Void loop. / put your main code here to run repeatedly. Serial println run software fader. UINT8_TI. 4, I equals sign 0, I.
Man.
Let's write PWMCH LED I. Let's write PWMCH fan I. Delay 10. Put a delay inside the for loop so you can notice the PWM changes. Here is the complete code. Hash define LED12. Hash define fan14. Hash define PWM_CH_LED0. Hash define PWM_CH_fan1. Hash define PWM_RES8. Constant max_DC equals sign int POW 2 PWM_RES1. Void setup. / put your setup code here to run once. Serial.bot.begin 115200. Serial.bot println PWM program. / PWMCH0 LED. / 5KHZ FREC. / 8-bit resolution. / attached to GPIO2. LED setup PWMCH LED 5000 PWM_RES. LED cattage pin LED1 PWM_CH_LED. / PWMCH1 fan. / 5KHZ FREC. / 8-bit resolution. / attached to GPIO4. LED setup PWMCH fan 5000 PWM_RES. LED cattage pin fan1 PWM_CH_fan. / kickstart the fan. Let's write PWMCH fan max_DC. Delay 1000. Void loop. / put your main code here to run repeatedly. Serial.bot println run software fader. UINT8_TI. 4, I equals sign 0, I. Let's write PWMCH LED I, LED write PWMCH fan I, delay 10. Below is a video of the circuit in action. Note that you will see the PWM waveform change in time with the fading of the LED and turning of the fan. Find out more ESP32 devices and accessories that you can buy at FIPS Electronics. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to FIPSElectronics.com and look up the blog article titled build a simple LED fan speed controller for your ESP32 device. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.